again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, September 12th, 2007. It's the birthday of the sage of Baltimore, H.L. Mencken, Henry Louis Mencken, born in Baltimore, 1880, who wrote his first pieces when he was just 18, two little articles, less than 50 words long, for the Baltimore Morning Herald. Mencken said, "The next morning, I was up with the milkman to search the paper, and when I found both of my pieces exactly as written, there ran such thrills through my system as 100,000 volts of electricity could not have matched." He went on to become one of the most influential journalists and one of the most prolific in America. His masterpiece was The American Language, a book called The American Language, 1919, a history and collection of vernacular speech in America. H.L. Mencken, who said the capacity of human beings to bore one another seems to be vastly greater than that of any other animals. It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Michael Ondaatje, born in a village outside of Colombo, Ceylon, now known as Sri Lanka, in 1943, grew up in Canada, author of the collected works of Billy the Kid, and best known for his novel The English Patient, about a nameless burn victim who starts telling stories about his life to his nurse. 1609, on this day, Henry Hudson, the explorer, sailed up the river to which he would give his name. He'd been hired by the Dutch East India Company to find a passage to Asia through the North Pole. He thought that might be it. He went all the way up to Albany, what is Albany now, before he decided he was wrong, and they turned around and came back, were almost killed by the Indians on the return journey, but made it back to Amsterdam. It's the birthday of the science fiction writer Stanislaw Lem, born in Lviv, Poland, which is now part of Ukraine, in 1921. He was a young man when the Nazis invaded Poland. He had to hide his Jewish identity. After the war, he decided that realistic fiction was not sufficient to describe the world, so he wrote fiction that took place thousands of years in the future. Best known for his novel Solaris, 1961, about a scientist who travels to a space station near a strange planet and meets the ghost of his wife. It's the birthday of the publisher Alfred A. Knopf, born in New York City, 1892, who, when he started out in the publishing business, thought people would read good books if books were more beautiful to look at. He was the first publisher to cover his books with brightly colored jackets. And it was on this day in 1940, four teenage boys discovered the Lascaux cave paintings in France, the greatest works of prehistoric art ever found, more than 200 paintings of animals, bulls, deer, oxen, herds of horses, and one painting of a man lying on his back, perhaps dead, off in a far corner of the cave. The quality of the paintings was amazing. They were realistic drawings, beautiful fluid lines. Anthropologists believe that the cave was used as a kind of a church for the worship of animals. Here's a poem for today by William Carlos Williams, Late for Summer Weather. He has on an old light gray fedora, she a black beret, he a dirty sweater, she an old blue coat that fits her tight, gray flapping pants, red skirt and broken down black pumps, fat, lost, ambling, nowhere through the upper town, they kick their way through heaps of fallen maple leaves, still green and crisp as dollar bills. Nothing to do. Hotcha. William Carlos Williams' poem, Late for Summer Weather, from the Collected Poems of William Carlos Williams, Volume 1, published by New Directions, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.